the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, as our guide. And all we need to do to restore the republic is go back to the principles that made it great in the first place. Go back to those fundamental tried and true reality checks, if you will. You got to understand the Constitution in the reference point of the founding fathers. You can't take a modern day twist and believe it's living and breathing and all this garbage, or you'll just run right off the rails. You know, if you look at a compass and you look at your trajectory when you're going somewhere, just a teeny bit out of whack, and man, later down the road, you'll be so far from where you intended to go, it's not even funny. A little teeny switch on a railroad track tells you the point. A little teeny move now. Over time, you're way far. That's what's happened in America. They've literally, those who want to destroy liberty, have really put a couple of switches in the tracks. Sadly, we the people didn't notice, and now we're far afield from where we ought to be. There is a way back, though, and that is to return to the principles that made America great. We're talking about God, family, and country. We're talking about checks and balances. We're talking about the supreme law of the land. It is still the law, and it has a tried and true track record, folks, of success. The closer we are to those principles and to the checks and balances afforded therein, and understanding that we the people have ultimate authority and power, and government derives its just power from our consent, then you start to understand the reality. Everybody else wants to look for a 30-minute television show to solve it, a pill for every ill to solve it. See, those are all looking for love in all the wrong places, ladies and gentlemen. You got to double down and go back to the fundamentals, and when you do, wonderful things happen. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I told you I think it was Friday, I said, you know what? Chuck Baldwin wrote an incredible column, so good, about that he won't take the vaccines. Why I will not take the COVID vaccine, Chuck Baldwin. We'll get into that in just a second. But before we do, and before I introduce our guest, Senator Rand Paul had a skirmish, verbally speaking, on the Senate floor. Anthony Fauci was there testifying before Congress. And Rand Paul says Fauci is not being honest with the American people. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul joins Tucker Carlson on Carlson Tonight to discuss his recent clash with the, what do they call this, the chief medical advisor? Understand, both of them are physicians, but they literally lay it out. Here's the soundbite. We'll come back and talk about it more.
Well, if you try and keeping up with corona law, you may have noticed it's always changing. For example, first they told you don't wear masks. Now they're telling you you may have to wear three. This time the CDC is changing its social distancing guidelines. We reported the other night that those guidelines are based on nothing. They're essentially made up. At best, they're taken from 19th century research on malaria or cholera or something, tuberculosis. So now the CDC says school children can be kept 3 feet apart, not six. There are also new rules for riding roller coasters in California. You're not allowed to scream because that could be dangerous. It's hard to believe that they're real, but they are. Someone who is very well experienced in changing the rules as he goes along and not admitting that he has is Anthony Fauci. Fauci, for example, has already been vaccinated. Great. That's what they want us to do. Lots of Americans have been, millions. But the interesting thing is that Fauci still wears two masks. So is that the science? Once you get vaccinated, you still have to wear two masks? Why are you getting vaccinated in the first place? What are the rules here and what is the science? Well, someone finally asked Fauci this at a Senate hearing yesterday, and here's how it went.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater? No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts.
What proof is there that there are significant reinfections with hospitalizations and death from the variants? None in our country. Zero.
Well, because we don't have a prevalent of a variant yet.
Senator Rand Paul represents Kentucky in the U.S., and he's also not insignificantly a physician, so he had the grounding to ask those questions, and thank God that he did. Senator Rand Paul joins us now. Senator, thanks a lot for coming on and for pressing Anthony Fauci. Were you satisfied that there is science behind this? And if so, what is that science? Sincere question.
No, there was no scientific evidence presented. There was Dr. Fauci's opinion, his conjecture, that someday there might be a variant that escapes the control of the vaccine and becomes a pandemic and hospitalizes and kills people. But there's no evidence that it has happened. He thinks it might happen, so you need to wear the mask until he's sure that things that might happen are not going to happen. But see, the thing is, Dr. Fauci is very blasé and unconcerned about liberty. But I think the burden should be on the government to prove. If they want to dictate mine and your behavior, the burden is on them to present the evidence. So I said, is there an evidence that some new variant, some new strain of COVID is now hospitalizing and killing hundreds or even thousands of people in the United States? And the evidence is zero. So I think the government, when they tell you something like you should be 6 feet apart or 3 feet apart, if they're going to mandate this behavior that you can't have anybody in the booth next to you in the restaurant, when they mandate these behaviors, it's incumbent upon them. The burden should be they have to show us the proof. There is no proof that when you've been vaccinated or when you've gotten the disease naturally that you are spreading it. If there were, it would be all over the news. There are no news reports and no scientific studies saying that after vaccination, that there's some sort of widespread contagion that people vaccinated are spreading the disease. It's just not true. What Fauci won't tell you is that he's telling you a noble lie. He's lying to you because he doesn't think we're smart enough to make decisions. His fear is that if the vaccinated quit wearing the mask, the unvaccinated will say, what the hell, I'm not wearing a mask either.
Right.
So he lies to you to say, oh, the mask makes a difference, when in reality he knows better. He's wearing two masks for theater. It's complete theater. He is immune. He knows he's not going to get it, but he is not being honest with the American public.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, in the mainstream press at least, that you could get a better exchange of reality. In the Senate, Rand Paul literally quizzes down Fauci. Fauci says, no, let's get to the truth. Let's get to the facts here. And then there are no facts. There's no evidence that Fauci produced whatsoever. Then Rand Paul, a senator who's a physician, went on Tucker Carlson and laid out the whole reality. If the vaccines work, you don't need two masks. And by the way, if Fauci thinks two masks is good, why not three, Dr. Fauci? Why don't you put on four masks? In fact, I think five is really the scientific threshold. See where we're going? There's no evidence at all. And Fauci's lying. He basically is lying because he's afraid that if you say that those who are vaccinated don't need masks, then others are going to say, I don't need a mask either. I've already had the COVID. And then that backs into, what about people who say, well, I never got the COVID. I'm probably immune. I'm not going to have it. And then nobody's wearing masks. And that's his fear. It's like the lie he told us in the beginning where you don't need a mask. And then he said, you do need a mask. And people said, wait a minute. You said we don't. He said, I know. I told you you didn't because the medical first line responder people needed the masks. And I didn't want you to take a mask so that they would, you know, not be able to have one. So I kind of told a falsehood, but it was really just to give the healthcare workers the masks. Okay, now he's lying again. Rand Paul caught him at it, pressed him in the Senate. Fauci literally had no scientific evidence at all, and now it's making the mainstream press. First time I've heard such a candid, I mean, it's a year late, don't get me wrong, but at least there's some candid exchange and discussion finally happening. And with that, Dr. Scott Bradley, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, thank you very much. And you would expect this from me, to go back to something the Founding Fathers said, and then this is Jefferson addressed this issue, not the COVID, obviously, but this idea of lying through your teeth, which is what has happened to the American public from day one. There has never been a greater lie told, and I know we've been lied to about a whole bunch of things, and we could make a whole list of things. And everything that's been any consequence and substance in probably the last 100 years has been a lie. if it's been told to you by the national general government. But here's what Jefferson said back in 1785. Nothing is so mistaken as the supposition that a person is to extricate himself from a difficulty by intrigue, by chicanery, by dissimulation, by trimming, by an untruth, by an injustice. This increases the difficulties tenfold, and those who pursue these methods get themselves so involved at length that they can turn no way, but their infamy becomes more exposed. So, well, in this final sentence, perhaps, I'll give you two more. I mean, the whole letter is wonderful. It is of so great importance to set a resolution not to be shaken, never to tell an untruth. There is no vice so mean, so pitiful, so contemptible. And he who permits himself to tell a lie once finds it much easier to do it a second and a third time until it at length becomes habitual. He tells the lies without attending to it and truths without the world's believing him. So that's kind of where we are. Dr. Fauci has been an emperor without clothes from the very beginning. There has never been even a shred of evidence of the things that he has given to this nation. The vaccine, so-called itself, is not a vaccine. It is a medical procedure. It is a therapeutic. It is given that title to put it under cover of the 1986.
And not only, hold on, not only is it a medical procedure and a therapeutic, as you wisely point out, it's an experimental one.
No doubt.
At best as well. So let's be very clear on that. Dr. Bradley with us, ladies and gentlemen. FreedomsRisingSun.com is website. More in seconds on your radio.
Is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. His goal in life, one of them, I should say, is to preserve the nation, ladies and gentlemen. And you do that by going back to the fundamental principles that made America great in the first place. You do that by returning to what works. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com, and on that website, you can sign up, but you got over 1,000 videos. You got live weekly webinars, Q&As on the Constitution, and more. You can purchase the Collegiate series that he's already produced called To Preserve the Nation. He's got a book, and it's a workbook and a book and a whole Collegiate Stand and Deliver series of lectures, etc., that really get your arms around To Preserve the Nation. How to get that done? What do we do? A lot of people believe we need a new mousetrap. No, we don't. We just need to return to what works. And he clearly, at freedomsrisingsun.com, educates and advocates for those very things. We have him on the radio because he does what he started out saying today. You know, you can probably expect me to pull out a Founding Father-esque quote on this, Sam. That's exactly why we have him on the radio, because he does understand the intent of, the viewpoint from the Founding Fathers. He spent his whole life studying this very topic of what did the Founders believe? What did they say? What did they do? Why? What were the arguments surrounding each issue? How do we behave? What changes? What doesn't? How to apply the principles in modern times, even though things seem different, they're strangely the same when it comes to power and the division of power and the proper role of constitutionally limited government based on the consent of the governed, based on delegated authority, etc., etc. These things matter. If you want to return to what worked, you got to understand what worked, and you got to understand the why behind it, what made it tick. Well, that's Dr. Bradley's, really, his whole life's study, his whole life's effort to find out how to make that watch tick and what to do to make it run on time, all the time, consistently produce the fruits of liberty. So Dr. Bradley, coming back to you on this, they're seizing power at every turn, dishonestly telling lies to the point where it's just the more lies they tell, as that Founding Father-esque quote right before the break mentioned, the more lies they tell, the more it just becomes evident, and they show their heavy hand of dishonesty. The more we press them, the more we see that reality check. Any final thoughts before we go to Chuck Baldwin's article?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, you think about this. You know, the old saying is, if you're digging a hole and you get over your head, stop digging. And they have been over their head right from the very beginning. And as Jefferson inferred in that statement, that if you tell one, it builds and builds and builds, and it's hard to walk away. What they have so much invested in this an initial fabrication that they've woven a whole web of lies around it. And it's led to something very, it's core to what's wrong and what's going on in America today. He went on to say, the falsehood of the tongue leads to that of the heart, and in time depraves all its good dispositions. An honest heart being the first blessing, a knowing head is the second. And it's time for us in America to start using our heads, a knowing head, to recognize that we have been lied to. I mean, there has been not one shred of truth that's gone through this whole thing. And the so-called vaccine, maybe this will lead into something that Chuck said, I mean, his whole newsletter, but the fact of the matter is, what this biologic is, and again, I hate to call it a vaccine, and we could talk about why that shouldn't be called a vaccine, but it's an unproven, totally, totally experimental. It's not being given out on any kind of solid foundation. It's by an emergency use authorization, and we're a huge experiment, and it's been an experiment.
And Biden
all
has the
world,
audacity. Biden has the audacity, doctor, too, to say, "Oh, we're going back to the science." Donald wasn't involved in the science. We're going back to the science on this thing under my leadership, and that couldn't be a bigger lie either. There's not science behind this experimental DNA changing or RNA changing medical procedure. This is not a vaccine. It's not tried and true. They've circumvented most of the testing guidelines. They're suppressing anybody who speaks out against it to educate. This isn't the science. Experimental procedures on people called vaccines, that's not science, sir.
And they're adding children and pregnant women now. I mean, you know, there's people who say, if you're pregnant, don't take vitamin C. There's been no good study about blah, 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 blah. And the fact of the matter is that they said, well, it's probably going to be okay for pregnant women. Then we have cases where women will have this and then have a spontaneous abortion and within days afterwards. And there's good, valid reasons why you could tie that to it. But every single instance that I've looked at, and I can look at things from other states as well as our own home state, where they say it is essential that we keep the America's confidence in the safety of this. And so unless and until someone has proven, and without a shadow of a doubt, it's been taken through all the courts, through the Supreme Court, no one will ever say this is a vaccine-related bad outcome. Somebody was damaged by it. Somebody was killed by it. There was seizures. There was all sorts of palsy kinds of things. There was paralysis. There was abortions. There was their death. There's heart problems. And it's just one of those things where then they say, once you've got it, you got to keep wearing the mask because, well, you could still spread it. Well, if you can still spread it, that means you've got it, you know. And every which way, there's been a turning of the truth, and Fauci has been standing for it. And when somebody like a Rand Paul, now Rand Paul, by the way, I don't think went far enough, but I think based upon the media that will be reporting on what he said, he went about as far as he could. I think the falsehood, the lies, disingenuous presentations, whatever you want to call them, run much deeper than what Rand brought out. I'm so grateful that he brought out what he did, but there is not any foundation to stand on. The emperor.
Well, you're right about that. Let's get into Chuck Baldwin's. Let's get into Chuck Baldwin's article because I do believe it does go far enough to explain it. Chuck Baldwin basically says, "Why I will not take the COVID vaccine," written by Chuck Baldwin. And then it says this: "I continue to maintain that the COVID narrative is the biggest hoax in world history." That's a bold statement, folks, but I believe he's actually right. The only one I think that rivals it is the Federal Reserve fake money lie. But I digress. That's a 100-year-old one there. He says, "I say it straight out. Bill Gates, Anthony, Heil Hitler, Fauci, the CDC, the WHO, the major medical industry, the major pharmaceutical companies, the major media, and the fear-mongering politicians in both," he repeats, "both major parties, as well as the cowardly statists, pastors, and churches who are embracing this phony narrative, are lying to us about the COVID." And I think that statement does at least the reality justice. I agree with you that Rand Paul didn't go far enough. I don't know if he didn't have time. I don't know if he just, you know, he's got to try to bring the American people along too. So if he goes too far, then at some point, even though it's factual, you lose credibility because of the propaganda that's been set for a whole year in the minds and hearts of the people. So I agree with Rand Paul and I agree with Dr. Bradley. He didn't go far enough, but I think that Chuck Baldwin has. He proceeds to quote from another author who put together, 31 reasons why not to take the COVID vaccine. And I really want to spend time on that in the second half hour, Dr. Bradley. And I want you to lead this discussion about which ones to bring up, because I don't know that we'll get through all 31 of them. But we can summarize some of them. We can highlight the key ones. We can really talk about the key here. And my biggest reason is this. This is all experimental. They claim to you that it's safe and effective, but they have no proof. Okay? Even if they say, well, we tested it in small tests, they don't have long-term effect reality on this. They don't know what it'll do to you long-term. For all we know, that it'll eventually trick the body into letting the body have a sciatic storm. And your body will attack itself and destroy itself later when certain things come up. We don't know the long-term effects on this. And for them to say they do is a lie. They don't know. This is experimental. And I personally do not want to take part in even a vaccine that is not experimental. Much less an experimental. And then we got to say, not even a vaccine. You're talking about a gene therapy. You're talking about an RNA-changing situation. Okay, when they lie to me about it being a vaccine, when they make you believe it's more safe and effective than they have evidence that it is, and then when I question them, they say, let's go to the science on this thing. Let's deal with the facts on this thing. All right, let's deal with the facts on the other side of the break. We're talking about Chuck Baldwin's article with Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Border Patrol agents in the Rio Grande Valley sector have started releasing illegal immigrants into the United States without a court date because there is no space to hold them due to a surge in crossings. A senior source with the Customs and Border Protection is reporting that immigrants were being released into the system with biometrical data, then released without a court date due to space restrictions. Biometric identifiers are fingerprints and facial patterns. President Trump, in a statement released Sunday, slammed the Biden administration and called for an investigation into the cover-up. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democrat from Michigan, is facing a nursing home scandal similar to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. According to reports Sunday, the state of Michigan faced a lawsuit over an executive order by Whitmer, which forced patients who tested COVID positive back into nursing homes in the close proximity to other vulnerable residents. Governor Whitmer has used a special law in Michigan that has exempted her office from having to comply with the Freedom of Information Act. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has concluded a meeting with Afghan officials in Kabul, Afghanistan. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in an effort to make a determination if the Taliban had met the necessary conditions for the U.S. to pull troops out of the country by May 1st.
It's obvious that the level of violence remains pretty high in the country. We'd really like to see that violence come down. And I think if it does come down, it can begin to set the conditions for, you know, some really fruitful diplomatic work.
The United States invasion of Afghanistan occurred after the 9/11 attacks in October of 2001 and was supported by close U.S. allies. The conflict is also known as the U.S. War in Afghanistan. As spring training continues, bragging rights go to the Yankees in the Grapefruit League and the Royals in the Cactus League, both teams having 13 wins. USA Radio News.
All right, live on your radio, Dr. Scott Bradley with me. So, Doctor, this article's so huge, I don't know that we can cover it all, but I want to basically leave it to you to lead the discussion, to really do our very best to do it justice, as hard as that's going to be. I will not take the COVID vaccine, and I'll tell you why, really, is the article here. And so he quotes a bunch of reasons from another author, but this is very well thought out, Doctor.
You know, the article is written that Chuck quotes by an Israeli rabbi named Weissman. And I'm sure that there's going to be people that will attack Weissman and his purposes and everything like that. They're ad hominem attacks if they do that, by the way. An ad hominem attack is a personal attack. It means that if somebody thinks I'm too fat, I'm too old, I'm too ugly, whatever, and they attack me, it basically, if they're using that as a basis, it means they're out of arguments. It means they don't have any logic, reason, intelligence. There is no justification for their position, but it is a personal attack. And so I'm waiting for the attacks to come out on this Rabbi Weissman at some point if it grows legs and really goes. The fact of the matter is, I mean, there's 31 points in this article. Each one of them, you could probably take a whole show and do the entire show on it. Now, the basis of what has come forth is entirely falsehood. From the very fact that the U.S. government was involved in the creation of the vaccine, so-called vaccine, it is not a vaccine. At best, it is a medical procedure that might mitigate the problems you might have with it. But most of us the problems are no problem. Most of us, probably 80% of us that get the COVID at this point, would be receiving asymptomatic kind of conditions. And so the vaccine doesn't do any more really than what we could have expected in the wild environment before it came along. But it was, this whole vaccine was developed, so-called, and I'll call it that because they call it that, but it really isn't, so don't ever forget that. But what happened was they used warp speed as the code name for how they were doing this. Warp speed, you know, 7 to 10 years to develop some kind of process like what they're claiming this is, and they did it in less than 7 months. They tested it for less than less than 2 months on their tests. It was about 40 days, 45 days perhaps. And so they have no idea what happens beyond that. And for them to say it's safe is a totally ludicrous, unknowing lie, because they can't possibly know that it's safe. The idea of all the long-term effects, and vaccines have been demonstrated, and we have a vaccine a court that people can go through, that the government gives cover to this thing. None of the pharmacies have any responsibility for anything in this. There's no liability involved. U.S. taxpayers are to cover it. Less than 1% of the vaccine-damaged people end up in this vaccine court. And over the last while, they've done over $4.5 billion of payouts to these people. But these things are devastating oftentimes that come out. It's not like you get an ingrown toenail or toe fungus. I mean, there are children and adults. I mean, I personally know people that, although they haven't been through the courts, and so you can't say absolutely it's been proved, they get the vaccine, and then they immediately develop diabetes for the rest of their life. They're put with that. The SIDS world, sudden infant death situation, the idea that you'd have to take every one of these to court, but if someone gets a vaccine and within a day or two the child is dead, the idea that we have people that are autistic, and there's a whole spectrum of autism, but some of these autistic children absolutely are out of their mind constantly, and they drive their parents out of their mind. These things have a record of having challenges. Autism in America is up by thousands of percent over what it was in the past. And the incidence rate was so low prior to the fact that they came out with this plethora of vaccines since the Congress passed and Reagan signed in 1986 a complete get-out-of-jail-free letter for all of the pharma companies. They've come up with actually 72 vaccines. Now, I know we're straying from the COVID idea, but the idea that these things are always safe and effective is something that is very questionable in what's happening in America. 72 vaccine injections between birth and age 18 now are on the schedule. And so they come up with this thing in just a few months. They test it for a few days. They have bad outcomes during the testing times. They say, well, it's within the statistical anomalies. They didn't really do double-blind placebo tests on these things. They tested in many instances against some other vaccine like a meningitis, which is known to have adverse side effects oftentimes. And so they say, well, there was no more bad side effects than there was in the placebo they tested it against. Well, they knew that what they were testing it against already had a track record in this matter. I mean, we could go everything. I mean, it's not really a vaccine. It doesn't give you immunity. The drug companies and the government and the media, I mean, right from the very beginning, I did an interview a year ago, as soon as this happened, with probably the major news source in our home state of Utah, a 28-minute interview. But they had a complete, it wasn't a narrative, it was a script. They were doing a 6-minute segment on basically government-mandated vaccines. And they used 9 seconds of my 28-minute interview, and I honestly would have to say they were the most inane part of the interview, and of course no one would say anything I ever say is inane, right? But at any rate, the fact of the matter is they used the least important portion of that, and then they spent the rest of the 6 minutes attempting to debunk and facilitate the idea that government has the right to come in and mandate these kinds of things. And the whole premise of this is based upon falsehood. There is not a shred of evidence that anything they're saying is absolutely true. But the people that are receiving it, my wife ran into somebody yesterday, I think it was, and she was just giddy with the fact that she had just received her second injection, and she was free. It's free. But they're not telling us that you're free now. You still got to wear masks. You still got to social distance. You still got to hand sanitize. You still can't be able to gather with people. And Biden's saying now, well, maybe if we mind our P's and Q's, come the 4th of July, we can have small family barbecues in our backyard. What a pack of lies. And the people that are giving this stuff, I'm not even sure they're sure enough of it to take their own vaccines. There's strong evidence.
Well, they're not sure of it. In fact, most medical, I shouldn't say most, a significant number of medical healthcare professionals, people on the front lines won't take the vaccines. People in the military won't take the vaccines. A quarter of Congress won't take the vaccines. And now more people are asking Fauci questions like Dr. Rand Paul asked. So, for example, Fauci couldn't explain the science behind refraining from telling Americans who have received the coronavirus vaccine that they could safely travel again. So it got brought up on a CNN, they said, hey, what's the science behind this saying? You know, why can't they travel? And he didn't have an explanation. Fauci also warned against, quote, fixating on herd immunity and said, hey, the focus should be on vaccinating as many people as we possibly can. But listen, Fauci then went on to explain the previous projections he made about reaching approximately 70 to 80% or 85% herd immunity were speculation. So Fauci getting his head handed to him by many people now as the truth comes out, doctor.
Well, here's the deal. The emergency use authorization process that they're put this out on is not an approval. It is something that they said, well, the risks of taking it are outweighed by the downside on if we don't take it. I mean, it's basically a gamble, okay? But it's an emergency use authorization. It is not an approved drug, vaccine, therapy, whatever you want to call it. And here's the thing. That's why people right now have a leg to stand on for not taking it. They say, when you see in the military, well, it's an experimental process. And you go clear back to the Nuremberg trials. You cannot compel people to participate in an experimental medical thing. I mean, you think about what happened with the Nazi concentration camps. They experimented on human beings. And they said, no, you can't do that anymore. And so it's emergency use authorization. If they do finally come to an approval point on this, where it becomes an approved drug, again, cyclonic force, the warp speed kind of thing, it came through. And you don't know beyond 45 days what it'll do to you. It could be autoimmune system diseases or anything like that, because your body attacks itself ultimately. And there's plenty of those examples with other vaccines. But the fact of the matter is, that's how so many are being able to get away from this. But they're working towards forcing all the military to take it, our first responders and everybody. But right now they don't have
indeed.
Emergency use.
Quick pause. Dr. Scott Bradley with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. The doctor's website, freedomsrisingsun.com.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. I'm telling you right now, Fauci's out of control. He warns against fixating on herd immunity. Everybody's just got to take the CocoVax, even though it's an experimental vaccine at best. No science behind it. But then he admits, before he told us about this herd immunity, and others said, oh, it won't take that much to get to herd immunity. And he said, oh, they're lying. But now it turns out that he blatantly, publicly admits that his views on herd immunity is nothing but speculation. This is the guy that told us not to wear masks. Then he changed and said, wear masks. Now he's saying you got to wear two masks, even though you've been vaccinated. When people challenge him on the science, he doesn't know and doesn't have it. But there could be an event that might come up. We just don't know. And then they say, hey, you know what? Explain the science behind not being able to travel, even though you have the herd or the immunity. Because you've taken the vaccination, he can't explain the science behind that. And it gets worse, folks. It gets worse because there's a stress prevention vaccine on the horizon. Did you hear about this? They're literally trying to give you a stress prevention vaccine. They're working on it. The American Institute of Stress notes that 55% of the American people are stressed throughout the day, which makes Americans among the most stressed out people, population in the world. Work-related stress is at an all-time high, with, they say, 83% of American workers suffering from job-related stress. Okay, now they want to literally push a stress vaccine on you. Folks, they're out of control. And the way you know they're lying and the way you know they're out of control is they get rid of all liability for the vaccine companies. They have Fauci stand up there and lie without evidence. They love that phrase, without evidence. But you know, they don't have the evidence or the science for the things they claim at all. What would be the most important points of this article? We'll never get to it all, doctor, but what do you think are the most important points people ought to be aware of?
Well, it's absolutely a facade. I mean, I don't know how to take the 31 and boil them into the 31 points and boil them into one little thing. But the fact of the matter is, it's basically deconstructing everything that's happening on this. It's just think for a minute. In the past year, they have done everything in their power. Those people that are promoting this script have done everything in this power to in their power to make it appear that every single death that happens is somehow related to COVID, and they use the most disingenuous methodologies of so doing, and they've tied people that have fallen off ladders, one that I personally know of that broke their neck and died, they called it a COVID death, and the reason the family's upset is because the accidental death life insurance policy cannot now double its indemnity because of the fact it's a COVID-related death. It wasn't an accident anymore. They've strained at these things, and they've brought them forth. And the fact of the matter is, if it doesn't fit the narrative, the dialogue, they won't allow it. Now, when people get a vaccine, and there's some horribly adverse thing that happens after the fact, they say, oh, no, it's just happenstance. This is a coincidental kind of thing that's happened. And, oh, no, you can't equate it until we absolutely prove this thing. I have in my hand a Utah Department of Health announcement they just sent out last week, that's the Office of Medical Examiner. They're saying there's been no deaths caused by COVID vaccines in Utah to date, okay? They say the COVID-19, I'm quoting from it, the COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. They are how we will end this pandemic, okay? It says, going to this end, we call on members of the press and media to wait for all the facts to be known before reporting. Well, one of the facts ever bothered them. This is absolutely, it says the public confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine is critical, and providing absolute transparency of the vaccine side effects is our goal. So what they're doing is they're trying to do everything to keep this vaccine in a positive light in the eyes of the public, because it's how we're going to end the pandemic. I'm not so sure that any of those statements are facts, but everything that happens that appears to be possibly related with a, you know, cause and effect kind of thing, they got it, they died, or they baby aborted, or they had a heart attack, or whatever. Oh, no, that's just happenstantial. That was coincidental. No, don't go to drawing any conclusions like that. But for the entire past year, and there's some statistics that even the CDC has put out that would indicate that only 6 to 10% of the reported COVID deaths, they're kind of wheezing a little bit now, COVID-related deaths. I mean, maybe they had a positive test, when we all know what the PCR test is a facade in its own self, and it was never designed to be used for what they're doing it. And the amplifications that they're using, that can get any results you want with it. But the fact of the matter is, they use all of these things as though they are the gospel that's canonized by heaven itself. And now, when we have other related things, and I fear what we'll see in the future, if we have these adverse side effects ultimately that start to show up in pretty broad spectrum things, they'll say, oh, it's because those people that don't believe us or don't wear masks or whatever, and we got to shut the place down again. I mean, I'm just waiting for that to happen. So it's hard to take this 31-point article and completely capsulize it down to that. It has been an intense propaganda campaign. And the politicians, the physicians, the researchers.
One of the key points I really think we need to highlight in this, and Chuck Baldwin points this out, listen carefully. He says, in the first place, the scientific community has not even proved that the SARS coronavirus even exists. They have never isolated this at all. So they can't even really prove that it exists. Now, I understand people are getting sick. Why is a different discussion? But if you want to go to the scientific facts, you can't even prove it exists unless you can isolate it and separate it. Okay? So they can't even prove it exists. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. And they even admit it in their own medical literature.
Well, that's an important point to make, isn't it? There's been COVID out there for decades, and there's different flavors of it. And in fact, it is a virus that can, you know, it mutates, it migrates, it changes. And the fact of the matter is, I'm a little worried that they'll be saying, oh, my golly, oh, here's the next horrible one. We got to have another vaccine. And so they'll be the vaccine of the month flavor, you know. And these guys have already made billions upon billions of dollars on these things with no risk. They've been handed billions of dollars to create it at warp speed. There have been horrid, in terms of scientific terms, looking at ways to prove its effectiveness and its safety. And so what we do is we're a multi-million guinea pig experiment right now at this point. But as Chuck points out, there's churches. It's not just the media. It's not just politicians. It's just not talking heads from pharma companies. There are churches that have lined up, that have put their full force and effect on this, in spite of the fact I can't hardly believe that they are unaware of this. But maybe they are, because everybody that has a counterpoint, every intelligent, articulate, certified subject matter expert that brings up any counterpoint to this is immediately shut down. And there have been many thousands that have signed on to the idea that there's concerns and this isn't publicized, you know.
There's two interesting points here that most people don't know. One is that it's not a vaccine. But listen to this. Israel's prime minister has openly admitted that the Israeli people are the world's laboratory for this experimental medical treatment. All right. That's really telling. Somebody needs to ask Fauci about that. And then say, are we the American people being experimented on as well? And see if he lies. The next one that I find fascinating is this. The executives.
In Israel, you cannot do almost anything in Israel without the vaccine now. You've been locked
and that's
out
the way
society.
It's going to be in America at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, they're saying that you're not even able to travel and stuff like that without a vaccine. They're getting there. But then number nine says the executives and board members at Pfizer are on record that they have not taken their own treatment despite all the fanfare and assurances they're claiming. They would consider it unfair to cut the line. So they're acting like, well, we haven't taken it because we don't want to cut the line. But the truth is, you know what? They could take a couple of, doses or whatever else, and no one would even blink an eye. They could say, hey, we have to test it ourselves. That's what they say about politicians. Hey, the politicians need to take it to build confidence in the vaccine. They've been having all these, you know, politicians and other people take it on TV so that you feel like it's safe, all that propaganda. But then they say they can't cut the line. Now, the establishment has been entirely one-sided at this. Anybody who speaks out against it, and this is the hominem attack that Dr. Bradley's talking about. They don't attack the science. You even heard it in Fauci's response to Rand Paul. The second Rand Paul brought it up, he's like, yeah. In other words, you're not even credible, Dr. Rand. We know you. Okay? They can't deal with it. There's an intense propaganda campaign for people to take this treatment. Those who raise concern about the medical treatment are being bullied, slandered, mocked, censored, ostracized, threatened, and fired from their jobs. Okay? Bottom line is this, folks. Were they up front with the masses? No, they were not. And if people knew the truth about this stuff, most people wouldn't take the vaccines. And they know it. And so they're duping the American people. And this is where, Dr. Bradley, to finalize the conversation on this, we have got to start pushing back way harder and say we're not going to take these lies.
Well, they've been working on compliance. I mean, really, literally. I mean, it's been more than the year that we've got here. But this belief in the establishment view, this, you know, I mean, clear back when Walter Cronkite was the evening news guy. I mean, that's the way it is. You know, I mean, he tells us, and we believe . And we have got to have a more questioning, we got to have a knowing head, as going back to Thomas Jefferson's statement. We need to take the time, educate ourselves, and become, if you will, the arbiters of our own health. And that's really the way it is. God granted us the privilege of choosing for ourselves. He granted us the blessing of intelligence. If we would simply use our own intelligence and not be bought into and basically corralled by those that are seeking to make many, many billions of dollars on this with very, honestly, the COVID situation has not been much different in terms of everything in the whole world than a seasonal flu.
Now there's no flu cases anymore. There's no flu cases anymore to make your point. It's absolutely a fraudulent lie, and everything testifies to the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Their credibility is in crisis. It's time for us to push back and stand up and defend the sacred cause of liberty. For Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. FreedomsRisingSun.com. God save the Republic.